body challenge for our entire nation and territorial health leadership. We cover about 10 time zones, tremendous diversity from Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, through the U.S. Virgin Islands, and all the states in between. And this leadership is greatly appreciated. So what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about is we had achieving health equity on our strategic map for 3 years. Very important, and we talked about it. We finally said, you know, it's not enough. It's very easy to show the statistics, and as Pat Libby, for those of you who knew him, used to say, to awfulize, to continue to say how bad it is. But we have to move beyond that to action. And so this is an example of how our organization came together with a group of academics, federal, state, local, community organizers, Office of Minority Health, to say, what is it that, given the strengths of health officials, we uniquely can contribute to this issue? So my challenge for each of you is to say the same thing. What can I, as a public health professional, do? What can my agency, department, division do uniquely to address health equity? One example, work in progress, but we're moving along. So what the point we're coming from is that health has to have two components to it. Number, and this is from the World Health Organization, every single program in health needs to look to achieve a healthier population. Now, usually we measure that by the average health of that population or the aggregate health of that population, whether it's infant mortality or you name it. But equally, side by side, the measure is not just good enough to say how have we improved the average, but right by that, the question is how have we decreased the disparity in that measure? Because both those things have to happen if we're truly going to have a healthy nation. This also means that health equity is a job of everyone. There's no program, there's no policy in public health who shouldn't be looking at how do I improve the overall health at the same time I close the gap. That means, just as we've talked about health in all policies, we talk about health equity in all policies. This no longer is the job of the wonderful, skilled people who have been slugging away for so long in the Office of Minority Health. This is the job of everyone in public health. So what we looked at, what are our unique attributes in ASTO? What are our members' unique attributes? Clearly, as Commissioner Auerbach said, we have the bully pulpit. There's the media, there's public meetings, there's internal meetings, cross-sectoral meetings with industry, or cross-sectoral with transportation, agriculture, as Mirta had talked so skillfully about. We have the ability to convene. Because of that position, you can pull public sector, private sector organizations together. The influencing policy, whether that's legislative policy, whether it's rules, whether it's regulations, and increasingly that means we can influence also private policy, because the private sector can do tremendous things. I mean, one of the greatest public health examples we've heard in the last year is Walmart's $4 prescription. Tremendous intervention to have access to care for people. The administration of these large departments, as the health officials who oversee these agencies, which may have hundreds to thousands of employees, hundreds of millions to billions of dollar budgets, is every lever being pulled to assure health equity is driven through that organization. It's no longer enough just to have the people slugging away alone in the Office of Minority Health. Has the entire agency created health equity as a strategic imperative for the whole agency? We assess that across the whole country, and how they're structured, how they're funded, and we're sharing that to say, here are the best practices, health officials across the country. And lastly, the purse. We do put out grants. Do every one of our grants require every grantee to address the issue of health equity, the goodness and the fairness? Or are they sitting there saying, well, actually, you know, that's the job of Office of Minority Health. I work on diabetes. I don't work on minority health. Well, wrong. That's not how it can work in the future. So the importance of this to us in mobilizing leadership is, if you were watching TV on Tuesday night, you saw we have 20, we may have up to 25, we have 28 new governors, we may have 25 new health officials. So we in ASTO get to them early, right away, with the data we have to say, here's the makeup of your population, here's how you're organized around health equity, here are some things that have to be addressed. And this will be a huge job for us in the coming months as we change governors and change state government. So here are the four buckets we're looking at. We have got to increasingly use that bully pulpit, as Commissioner Auerbach talked about, with the special reports, public speaking, so people understand this is a fundamental American issue. This is an American value. It is not just an issue for a minority or a poor person, and we all have to achieve it. No one can sit it out anymore. How do we leverage and engage all the public and private partners? How do we increasingly gain funding and direct that funding toward this? every single grant, how does it actually affect health equity? And then again, strengthening the organizational effectiveness. Now, I won't show you, I don't think, the big box. I mean, there's lots of activities underneath this that we're driving forward. Two other things, we need people to understand the root causes. I have to say, I was at a very discouraging meeting that I won't go into too much more detail because I'm nonpartisan, where many of the inequities were being achieved to the values of the families who suffered inequities. And if they only had the right values, they wouldn't have these inequities. There are a lot of people out there who believe that. And we have got to let people understand, yes, individual responsibility and family responsibility is important, but this goes way beyond it. Perfectly responsible people cannot achieve equitable health in this country given the structure and what's going on. And then we have got to systematically start measuring and evaluating what works so we can spread it to each other. We need to do much more of this. Oh, that is those are the boxes. Now I'll switch off this very carefully just to show you there's a lot more substance behind this. So again, the critical thing for us as we change the administrations in half of our states, identifying health equity is a priority. Every leader has to do that, identify it, drive it through the organization, make sure it's part of their stump speech everywhere they go. Build it into the organization, give it that high level of visibility as you're seeing from Commissioner Auerbach, dedicate the resources and not just the directed grants toward minority health or health disparities, but every grant, and then constantly build and enhance those partnerships cross-sectorally, because so many sectors affect the resources here. So I could go on, we all wish we could go on for an hour up here, but that's what I'd like to say. We'd be happy to talk to you about this. For those of you who are involved in this initiative, we thank you for it, and I think you'll be seeing some more bold leadership coming out of the state health departments in the future on this issue. So thank you.
Great, thank you, Dr. Jarosz.